Could you explain the situation of the Wild Rivers Act 2005 at the moment?
Certainly. Just recently, amendments were made to the Wild Rivers Act that were passed through Queensland Parliament about 2 weeks ago. And those amendments reflected the negotiations that were made about midway through this year, 2006, between Queensland interest groups involving the conservation movement, so the Wilderness Society, the mining industry, so Queensland Resources Council, which is the mining lobby for Queensland, and also the traditional owners in the Gulf of Carpentaria, where many of the first nominations of Wild Rivers were named. And those negotiations spelt out what new procedures would take place and would be enabling the amendment to the Act to enable the first declarations to pass what we thought smoothly through the state government process. So those amendments went through, all of them signed and supported by the three stakeholders I previously mentioned. Those declarations, we were under the assumption that they would be signed by the minister. They don't have to go through Parliament to be declared as Wild Rivers. So we had six Wild Rivers nominated, and those rivers were four in the Gulf of Carpentaria, and then Fraser Island and Hinchinbrook as well. Those rivers were meant to be signed by the minister after the amendments went through the Act. Unfortunately, that couldn't take place due to legal reasons. The state government needed to follow up those legal reasons, and it now is in a process where the next sitting of Parliament, so early in 2007, in February, there needs to be one more amendment to the Wild Rivers Act. And once that amendment goes through, then the minister will be able to sign off and officially declare the six rivers that we've been waiting for a long time to be protected under the new Wild Rivers Act.
Yes. So do you think the BT government will declare six rivers for protection next February?
February, yeah. The Parliament sits early February. And it's in the first week of February, actually, and we have no doubt that they will declare them. The promise was made in July this year to all of the stakeholders, and it was a public announcement that the Premier said these rivers will be protected. So now we're just waiting on the official signature from the Minister, but that can't come till one more amendment to the Act, so we sort of have to wait till Parliament sits again next year. So, yeah, we're certain they will be protected. There's been another media release from the minister himself, the new minister, as part of the new cabinet after the recent state election, Craig Wallace. He has put out a media release that reflects that they will be declaring the official protection of those rivers in early February. So, yeah, so it's a good situation for the six rivers, but at the same time, we were hoping that by early next year, the state government would be able to start the process in nominating rivers from Cape York area. We were hoping that the end of 2006 would see the first six rivers officially protected and we could move into other areas of Queensland where there are more wild rivers that deserve protection under the Wild Rivers Act.
Okay, so are there any big change of this act from the beginning of the legislation?
There's a number of changes. The changes are in three main areas. One of those is the mining industry and their activities within Wild Rivers. But basically, at the start, before you have Wild Rivers declared or any operational workings of the Wild Rivers Act, mining was enabled through statements of significance to go through and mine wherever they would like to. Now we have restrictions on what kind of mining operations could happen in and around Wild River areas, and there's some heavy restrictions on what operations they can or can't do. So that's some of the amendments. Another amendment was to make sure that people can continue with their current activities, so things such as vegetable gardens, etc., enabling that they can still get water for their local gardens. That was a pretty important thing and something that was lobbied by the agricultural industry. And also an amendment to the Act saw that the mapping was made more, I guess you could say, accurate by means of identifying the actual tributaries within the catchment of a wild river that would be protected under the Wild Rivers Act. They declare an area a high preservation area, which is the tributaries and the main river channel, and then there's a preservation area. So the new mapping that's gone through after the amendments means that it's a lot clearer as to which areas are now, which parts of the rivers are now in the high preservation area and which are in the preservation area, requiring different amounts of restriction of activities in either of those.
So are you happy with the amendment which government are doing at the moment?
Yes, like the amendment that they're doing at the moment, there's no pressure on the actual activities within a wild river catchment. The amendment is of a legal nature and it's got to do with the wording when the state government release the nominations for wild rivers. So it's actually a legal technicality that we're happy for them to clear up so we can move through and the state government can protect more wild rivers.